This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As U.S. President Trump is departing for areas hit hard by Hurricane Michael, he talked to reporters about the latest developments with the Saudi king and what happened to Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The president said he's dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Turkey and or Saudi Arabia.
Go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The king told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened.
The leaders of both Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed forming the joint working group to look into the disappearance of Khashoggi, who went missing October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. President Trump has taken his own look at Hurricane Michael's destruction, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
FEMA Chief Brock Long says Michael's devastation is some of the worst he's seen.
When you see, you know, the ocean rise 14 feet and just shove buildings out of the way.
Long on WTXL-TV after touring the Florida Panhandle, where tens of thousands remained without power 4 days after Michael hit. 17 people are confirmed dead from Florida to Virginia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A key border crossing between Syria and Jordan opened Monday for the first time in 3 years. The Nasib crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including Syria's neighbor, Lebanon. Rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seized the crossing in 2015, but government forces recaptured the area in July. Another crossing shut down by the 7-year conflict also opened Monday between Syria and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. This is VOA News. North and South Korea